Oh my God, on today's Patreon bonus podcast, legendary comedian, actor, counselor, deliverer of Dippin' Dots, all-around great guy, Bills fan, Stu McAllister. Oh, and I forgot, podcaster, legendary podcaster. He's a podcast pioneer, I'm telling you, Stu, LMNO podcast. He does it the old school way. He just records into any old stupid recording device, and he just gives zero shits. I love him. Anyway, he joined me on the Patreon bonus podcast. The full conversation, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Check this out.
Zane.
Stu, how is your day going?
Working hard, man. Blue collar man here.
Yeah, I know, man. You're still slinging dots.
Slanging the dots, man. Slanging the dots.
Are you selling your personal things? I saw you selling a beer pole.
Oh, no. This is all stuff that I like acquire with the intent of reselling.
Okay, good. I thought.
Yeah, so it's not like I'm not quite destitute. I'm getting there.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that you're almost destitute.
Thank you.
Do you, at the start of the season to where you are now in the football season, do you feel about the same, better, or worse about the Bills' chances to go to the big game?
Oh, God. It's the same. I mean, I'm looking at it going, yeah, who's going to stop us? But then that's the scary part of, am I overconfident? Am I looking past things? They made a couple good trades yesterday, small things that people would overlook, but they're looking good, man. Yeah.
I think it's pretty much Kansas City has to be considered.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It'll probably be the Bills and the Chiefs in the championship game. And we should just call that the Super Bowl.
Yes. Yes. How about the fact that the fucking Lions traded the only guy who's not retarded on their team?
Well, when I got, someone texted me that, and then I was like, oh, the Lions have just given up again. And I get, what are they, 1-6, 1-7? I get that the season's over, but yeah. I'm like, God bless America, man. Hockenson's like the only thing redeeming on the team. And I was surprised they traded him in division to the Vikings.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people talk about that. You know, he was a first-round draft pick. He was 8th overall in 2018.
Yeah. And what'd they get, a second-rounder and, like, a sixth-rounder or something?
Something that doesn't add up. And they gave away their own. They gave Hockenson. This is what they did. They said, we'll give you Hockenson, and you give us not a first-rounder. You give us a second-rounder next year. And a third rounder the year after that.
And then, a ball of bags.
And then the Vikings said, okay. But then the Lions said, but wait, we'll give you more. And then the Lions gave them two draft picks that are like fourth and fifth rounders. So they gave Hockenson and two draft picks for two draft picks.
Yeah, I don't know who's running the organization over there, but the Lions will always be awful.
They need to trade anyone who's scored a touchdown this year. They need to just trade everybody so that the first 100 picks in the draft are all them.
Right. With the first, second, third, fourth, and fifth pick of the draft, the Detroit Lions select.
Right. It would just be all Lions. It would say the Detroit Lions draft college football. You know? Fucking assholes. Yeah.
I think they will probably, they'll end up drafting a kicker for their first pick.
Of course. So how's your health? Blood thinners okay? Everything good?
No. Well, did you see the video of me eating the Limburger cheese?
I saw, I started it and then I got distracted.
Yeah. Oh God. I plowed through it, 8 to 7 ounces, and I'm not going to lie. I paid for it.
You ate 7 whole ounces of Lindberger cheese?
Yeah, that was the bet. I lost to a lousy Packers fan, and so I had to eat this Lindberger cheese. So,
I want people to go to your Facebook page to see that. Hey, friends, it's your old pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. as you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Oh, yeah, go back and watch it. It's up there somewhere. It's gross, man. I've never eaten it before. It's gross.
So
don't
now,
eat it. Ever.
I know it smells like feet.
Yeah, it's called Dead Man's Cheese for a reason.
Well, why would you eat something that tastes, and why do they even make something? It's like, hey, this doesn't smell shitty enough. Make it.
That's what I was saying. I don't understand. Like, who was the idiot who was like, I'm going to eat this and it's going to be great? I don't know, man. I don't get it, but it's gross. Never eat it. Don't ever make a bet where you have to eat Limburger cheese.
Stu, you piqued my interest today because you said that you got into a Facebook fight with somebody, and I was somehow involved in this.
Yeah, I was arguing with a dude about your podcast, and it was the dude who he was calling you petty or whatever, because this is about some of the stuff you were posting about, and I had to disagree with the guy, and you know, he was kind of. He was saying he didn't like your podcast and he didn't like you anymore and whatever. And I'm like, hey, you know, feel how you feel. But then I'm like going, why are you listening to the podcast then? If you don't like it and you don't like saying, stop listening. You're bringing shit into your life that you don't want. Stop listening. And he was like, nope, I need to keep listening to the podcast. But I'm like, all right, man. I don't know why you want to torture yourself, but go ahead, I guess.
So. This person, whoever it is, now was it on my Facebook page or your Facebook page?
It was on one of your posts, and then he and I continued through messages.
Oh, okay.
This is a guy that I actually sort of know, not really.
Yeah.
And I basically was just, you know, I was calling him out. And I'm like, listen, Zane might be a lot of things, But in this instance, he is not petty, and he's doing what he needs to do.
Okay.
And he's like, ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like, going, just stop listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
I don't understand people who hate listen.
Yeah, you gotta get past that. There is so much life to live.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, stop listening. If you don't like something, get the hell out.
Flush that shit. I agree. That person needs to... If I'm causing them negativity, they gotta quit, distance themselves from the negativity. That's how you do it, right?
Oh, dude, my favorite is block, mute, unfollow. I love it. It's my favorite.
Yeah, I saw that. You know what is my favorite thing about Stu McAllister on Facebook is the Friday things when you state some amazing facts about life that I just love. I haven't found one that I've disagreed with. And then at the end of it, you say, got a problem, fight me, or something like that.
I say, don't even argue.
Yeah, that's what it is. Don't even argue. Don't even argue. It's fucking great. I'm going to see if I can find one right now. Let's see. Which one? Okay, because today's Wednesday. There you are eating the cheese. Let's see.
It's too long, man. It's like 16 minutes, but it took me forever to plow through that fucking shit.
Okay, here you go. It's another fuck you Friday. He writes, if you own Twitter and haven't created an edit button yet, fuck you. And then there's this one. If all your social media posts are political ads, fuck you. It says, fuck out of here with that shit. If you forgot.
I have some problems, apparently, Zane.
No, I love it. If you forgot today was Friday, fuck you. Looking.
That was me.
Yeah, looking at me.
Friday.
Don't even argue. All right, that's it. That was my time with Stu. But there's actually a whole lot more. Stu got into an argument with one member of the audience of mine who listens nonstop but hates me. It's one of these scumbag former Zaniacs who can't stop listening. And Stu's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? So that's also included in that interview with Stu McAllister on the Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. And check out Stu's show, the LMNO podcast. You can get it wherever you download shows. All right. Otherwise, sign up for the Patreon, you cheap bastard. I love you. Thank you. Bye-bye.